Good morning. I'm Matt Miller with this news update. Crews are working to contain a diesel spill after a tug ran aground in the Aleutians, but bad weather is hampering the effort. The Department of Environmental Conservation says the tug Polar Wind has lost about 6,000 gallons of fuel since it and a barge went aground November 13th on uninhabited Yukonoi Island, about 40 miles from Cold Bay. The Coast Guard says an aerial survey has shown a fuel sheen, and crews deployed containment boom to minimize any environmental impact. The DEC says there's no sign of impact to wildlife yet. The site is within designated critical habitat for stellar sea lions and sea otters. A team aboard the tug has determined it was carrying about 20,000 gallons of diesel fuel. The barge had about 800 gallons. A set of Juneau homeowners had an unwanted guest show up early for Thanksgiving Day dinner. The woman called police just after 4:30 yesterday morning to report that a man had broken into her home at the 6,000 block of Glacier Highway. When police arrived, they found one of the homeowners with a firearm trained on the man lying on the kitchen floor, where he was told to remain until police arrived. The suspect, identified by police as 27-year-old Anthony Charles Rice of Wrangell, was determined to be intoxicated. He was also armed with a handgun. Rice was arrested and charged with criminal trespass in the first degree, misconduct involving weapons in the third degree. He was taken to Lemon Creek Correctional Center, where he was being held without bail. A jury has acquitted a man accused of sexually abusing an 8-year-old girl. The jury deliberated for less than 2 hours on Wednesday before finding that 27-year-old Joseph Randy Dennis not guilty of two counts of first-degree sexual abuse of a minor. Dennis was accused of sexually abusing the girl last New Year's Eve. And a 31-year-old man has received a lengthy prison sentence for raping a woman in False Pass, wrapping up a 4-year legal saga that involved two jury trials. The attack occurred in 2008, while Jason Downard was working as a commercial fisherman. He was initially charged with sexual assault in the first degree, assault in the second degree, and attempted sexual assault. The woman sustained multiple injuries, and there was evidence that she had been strangled. The case was tried in Unalaska in 2010. The jury found Downard guilty of beating the woman, but acquitted him of attempted sexual assault. They also returned a split verdict on the most serious count, whether he had committed rape. Because the jury was hung and because there was concerns about juror conduct, the case was retried in Kodiak last fall. Assistant District Attorney Jason Gist prosecuted the case. He says that because the state's trying to curb violence against women, retrying the case was a special priority for them.
Despite the high cost of flying witnesses and putting witnesses up in hotels and things like that, it's something that we take very seriously.
At the retrial, the Kodiak jury once again found Downard guilty of assault and also convicted him of rape. Downard was finally sentenced last week. Because of the brutality of the attack and because Downard already had more than a dozen prior convictions, the judge sentenced him to 56 years in prison. It'll be 29 years before he's eligible for parole. Downard's defense attorney did not respond to calls seeking comment. Weather forecast for the capital city calls for breezy conditions today.